Right, so the band's sound is, I wouldn't say that it's difficult to classify, it's just you guys have so many different, like, layers. So how did that all come together, like, as far as your influences? How do you guys kind of decide what your songs are going to sound like?
There's a couple different ways that we came up with the music. The band would sit down and come up with the music without vocals, for the most part, and then I would come in and layer the lyrics over. Usually it would be based off of what I had for the words, would kind of mold the melody out of the music that they had. And with the two acoustic songs that we have on the album, those I kind of brought to the table, and they were songs that I've been working on for years and tweaked around a little bit, and then I brought it to them and they put their own spin on it.
Where do you think you get your influence as far as vocally? As a lot of people have said, you know, that you've got a little bit of like a Chevelle meets System of a Down. I hear like a little In Living Color, a little Rage Against the Machine. I hear a bunch of different things. So, like, who affects you vocally, and how do you think it plays a part in your sound?
Oh, sure. I grew up as a 90s kid, so Chevelle, System of a Down were huge for me. Obviously, Stain, that we ended up working with a little bit. And a little punk influence. There's a variety of punk bands I listen to, folk music. I like to expand a little bit on the music, so I don't have just one kind of route to come from when it comes to songwriting. I kind of open everything up. So hopefully it gives us a unique flavor.